Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we have 5 hours of sports coming up here for you, and we are going to open the show. It's a rare occasion we open the show with a guest, but this man made history last night. He deserves it for sure. The rookie out of Gonzaga put on a show in Denver. 28 points, 12 of 14 shooting, 10 assists. First rookie since Stephon Marbury to have 25 and 10 with no turnovers in 29 years. It's incredible. As Ryan Nembhard joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing? I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, we appreciate the work you did last night, man. That was a lot of fun to watch. How are you reflecting on that today? How are you taking it all in?
A lot of messages, a lot of stuff I'm seeing, but just trying to stay in the moment. Obviously, it's NBA, a lot of games, so excited for tomorrow, another chance to get out there.
Stay in the moment, yes, I get that, Ryan, but you know, to come from where you did, to go undrafted, to have people, I imagine, doubting that you could do it, to have that kind of an explosion and announce yourself that you have arrived, was it a feeling of relief, excitement? Did you always know you could do it? How do you put that in context for us?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've always had confidence in my game. Growing up, I put in so much work that I just know when I get the opportunity to show what I could do, all the work's going to pay off. So obviously I'm blessed to be in this situation and blessed to have an opportunity to be on the NBA floor with all these great guys. And I'm just excited to be playing hoop.
Have you heard from your brother?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit this morning.
What did he have to say?
He said I can't do that on him, so it doesn't really matter. But, you know, it's all good. We'll get that opportunity one day.
That awesome sibling rivalry. I mean, man, you were showing flashes even in the summer league. So to do what you did last night, I think a lot of Maverick fans were like, finally, yes, here is our point guard, maybe until Kyrie can come back. But what's the adjustment from, of course, college, the summer league, you transition right to that, and then now having the game you had in what was a rough start for the club, but being able to bring everybody back and having a dominant third quarter?
Yeah, you know, obviously the main things are just length and size in the league, I think. But there's also a lot more space, and I think I've had a good transition of just learning the NBA game and getting a feel for it. And obviously we have so many guys with so much knowledge of the game on our coaching staff to players who played at a high level. So they've made the transition a lot easier for me. And, you know, NBA is a game of runs. Teams go on runs. They started to run early, and we just stay consistent, stay resilient, and we ended up making our own little run and making a comeback. So it's a really, really fun game.
Well, being a point guard, you've got a guard legend as your head coach in Jason Kidd. Mm-hmm. So what's it been like to play for Coach Kidd?
Man, it's been amazing. I think just the confidence and trust he gives you when you go out there has been special. Obviously, he has so much knowledge of the game, and he's gave me some of that knowledge. And also, I learned from just looking at him and seeing how he approaches every day. So that's been great, and I can't wait to continue to learn more from us.
Ryan, I'm so impressed with your ability. I mean, putting the ball in the basket, you specialize in being an assist monster, and you are clearly still that, but the ability to score, you always had that ability, and now you just have the opportunity to unlock it?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For sure. You know, I think I've always had the ability to score. Praying, I think I was more of a scorer than a passer. I'd be glad I got past it a little bit more. But, you know, I was just trying to do whatever I could in college to help my team win games. And sometimes I might sacrifice some points to get guys involved. So I feel like I always had that ability. And like I said, there's a lot more space in the NBA. So scoring has presented itself a little bit more.
And it's so impressive at your size, being able to do what you're able to do on the floor. Is there somebody that you sort of model your game after a little bit?
I don't know if it's necessarily anyone I model it after in particular, but no, I like guys like Fred VanVleet, Kyle Lowry, Mike Conley, Steve Nash, bunch of guards like that who just understand the game at a high level. Obviously, I watch a ton of my brother's stuff as well. So there's a lot of guys I take bits and parts from and trying to apply it to my game.
Hey, Ryan, I want to thank you for what you did at Gonzaga. You won me a lot of money back in the day doing the way you played. But you guys were so battle-tested. Coach Few, you guys were never afraid to go anywhere and play basketball. Is that kind of giving you that toughness, that edge? And I know you had a very successful high school career. But did playing up there in Gonzaga just make you as battle-tested as you are?
Yeah, 100%. I think throughout my whole career, even when I was a kid, my pops always made me play up a couple of years and play against the best town. And then Mont Verg, Coach Boyle, makes you really get after it and practice against top guys in the country. And then, you know, Gonzaga, Coach Few is never one to hide from anyone.
Right.
A non-conference schedule is usually one of the toughest every single year. So definitely play. You wanna beat the best to be the best, and it's been a great journey, and I love Coach Few. He's done so much for me and my family, and he's probably one of my favorite persons. So I love playing for him.
How you doing in these shooting competitions with your teammates? I mean, 40% from three last year, over 50% so far this year. I mean, have you turned that into a strength over the last 12 to 18 months?
Yeah, you know, I think I've made a couple of tweaks when I was at Gonzaga, and I'm just trying to be consistent with my shot. You know, guys on the coaching staff here helped me out, and just trying to take the right ones and not be forced into ones I don't want to take. So I feel like that's something that I could even continue to get better at, and I'm happy to be shooting the ball well right now.
Ryan Nimhard with you here on 105.3 The Fan. So what all went into your decision to join the Mavericks after the draft?
I just felt like they showed the most love, you know, from whatever GM and all the guys in the organization. They showed that they really wanted me throughout the process. And obviously they didn't have a second round pick, but they made it evident that I was important to them. And, you know, you want to go somewhere where people love you and people value and actually think you can contribute. So they showed the most love, and I'm super happy to be a Mav.
Now, were you a hockey player growing up? What were your other sports? Is it all basketball? I mean, Canadian basketball has really come up. Yeah. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, I played road hockey when I was a kid just on the street, but I was more of a soccer guy. You know, I played soccer until 7th, 8th grade, and then I eventually made the decision to just stick to basketball. But I think soccer helped me with a lot of things, just understand the game, passing angles, vision, stuff like that. So I think my pops did a great job of diversifying our sports and what we did growing up as kids. So it was huge.
Now, do you have a favorite American football team? Can we bring you onto the Cowboys bandwagon? What do you say there?
Nah, y'all can't bring me on that. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So
okay,
there you go.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck finding your next quarterback. Looks like you're going to need one. Ryan, congrats again, man. We can't thank you enough for joining us here. Go give him hell some more. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys.
There he goes. Appreciate you. Ryan Nimhard here with you in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, we're off and running here already. We're going to step aside because Fergie is waiting to join the show. The Jake Ferguson Show on the other side right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.